Hello, you've reached Iman.
Hello.
Hasna.
Lina.
Samah.
Zeynep.
The Bookish Squad. And welcome to your weekly Moroccan podcast for all the bookworms out there.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Bookish Squad podcast.
Yay!
I'm Samah, and I will be your host for the second episode of the first season, when we will discuss if the books are better than its screen adaptation. Today's episode will be about the Harry Potter books versus the screen adaptation, the similarities and the differences, the casting, and what we loved, and also the missed scene. Because like any book adaptation, not everything is in the movies. With me, I have the lovely ladies of the podcast, Lina, Hasna,
hi.
Hello,
hi.
Iman, Zeynep.
Hi.
Hi. And we also have a special guest. So welcome, Maha, with us.
Yay!
My child.
Our youngest guest on this
podcast. Our baby.
Yes, our baby.
Honored to be here with you.
Yeah. Me and Zeynep officially adopted Maha 3 months ago.
I am the bad mom.
I'm the good mom.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Because I think Zeynep is the bad, is the good mom, and Lina is the bad mom.
No. Trust me.
No,
I trust me.
Trust us.
No, Zeynep, you're the bad influence, but you're the
exactly.
good, the cool mom.
I am the bad influence.
The one that makes me get up and gather my shit together and go read so and study. So she's the good mom.
Zeynep's giving you the look like a little bar.
First, Maha, introduce yourself. Your name, age, and as we did in the last episode, your current read, favorite read, whatever you want to add.
Okay, so I am Maha and I am the baby of the squad. I am 17 years old and all my teeth, and I am currently reading A Gathering of Shadows, the second book of a Shades of Magic series by V. Schwab. She's my favorite author, by the way. So yeah, I feel the readings not coming, but I'm reading like constantly a little bit, like 10 pages per day or something like that.
So before we start the episode about the differences, similarities of the books and the screen adaptation of the Harry Potter, we are going to be doing what people do at Hogwarts, and it is the ceremony, the sorting ceremony.
Oh, yes.
Before starting, I want...
House bride.
I want Lina
yeah.
to give me your house and your Patronus and make a wild guess about anyone from this podcast.
Okay, so I am a Ravenclaw. I ended up with a Muggle, unfortunately.
And that's on the record now.
I tried to force him to at least watch the movies, but I was unsuccessful. And my Patronus is a dog, a bloodhound. And for my wand, I have a maple wood with dragon heartstring core, which is something that I'm really proud about. And that's it. I think, I was most shocked about Hesna's house. So I'm going to let her tell
yes.
you
her house.
We all have something to say about Hesna's house.
Yeah, Hesna, I think Hesna did this. Just, I think, 3 times and ended up with
four times, and each four time
times.
It's a Hufflepuff.
And oh my god, you're absolutely not a Hufflepuff.
No, you're not a Hufflepuff.
I am
sorry.
No,
I am.
But I'm sorry.
I am.
You have
no,
Slytherin
spirit.
You are giving off Draco's vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Draco's. Not only Draco, but Draco's mom. I forgot her name. She is giving me a lot of Draco's mom.
Narcissist.
Yeah, Narcissia.
My boss's side is showing some Slytherin vibes. actually, I consider myself as a hybrid between Slytherin and Hufflepuff. But I think the fact that I don't have that cunning side that Slytherin has makes me more a Hufflepuff than a Slytherin. But people can be like belong to two houses, but there's one house that is that's more there
dominant.
Than the other. Yes, that's more dominant than the other. And mine is Hufflepuff. And my wand is unicorn core hair, which means I'm unique. I'm a unicorn. Yes.
See, even her talking about her wand give us Slytherin vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know Draco has the same core as her.
Yes. Exactly.
Which is just
Draco is my husband. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you that before.
Something that would but not
Draco
happen
is my husband.
Or the movie.
Well, he's already my husband. He's already
Slytherin and Hufflepuff. I think that could be a good mix.
Yeah. Yes. Maha was saying something. I think
I'm getting jealous right now.
As friends.
He is already taken. Okay.
Sweetheart, he's older than you.
Maha, please, child, the adult is talking. I was saying that Hufflepuff are known to be friends with all the houses and accepting of everybody. So I think that's why Hufflepuff can be a good match with Slytherin, because they're the only house that doesn't judge the Slytherin because of their canon. Zeynep, I'm talking about
you're a very judging person.
Thank you.
That's why you're not a Hufflepuff.
I'm not judging.
But we know some judgy people on the
book.
We were having coffee and she judged each person in that coffee. I know, exactly.
So earlier, I was out with Lena and we were judging people. Everybody passing by were judging
Hufflepuff.
Them. But that's the Slytherin part of me.
And she says she is Hufflepuff. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
I admit that I am both Hufflepuff and Slytherin.
No, you can't.
I admit
both.
That.
Pick a team.
Lena is going to school.
Lena, just because you said so, I have done the test 4 times, and 4 times I'm a Hufflepuff. So
I'm not the only one who's shocked. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think the whole squad believe that you are Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Slytherin to you, and I'm a Hufflepuff.
Iman is not agreeing with us.
you know what will be fun? I think you know what will be fun if Maha can guess our houses. So far, we said that Lena is Ravenclaw. Hasna is, she knows that Hasna is Hufflepuff.
Well,
the rest.
If I had to guess, Hasna is Slytherin, like all the way she is Slytherin to the core. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, but I was shocked at first as well when I did the sorting hat test, because I thought as well that I was a Slytherin, but it turns out I'm not. I'm just a Hufflepuff, and I'm really proud to be in the Hufflepuff house. Oh, yellow is my favorite color of all times.
I have to guess. Samah is Ravenclaw.
Like, Anna, that's my guess.
Samah, you are so organized and very smart, and that makes
my
you
mom will
a
be...
Ravenclaw.
To the listeners, you have to know that Samah prepared slides that she sent us like one day before, so we prepare this encounter because she's hosting. And don't tell me that's not very Ravenclaw. And
but
it's just
no,
literal.
I am.
I'm still laughing at Samah's sentence saying that her mom.
Yeah, my mom will be very disagreeing about this. I'm sorry,
it's not about the organization of the bed, it's about the mindset. You have that mindset. Yeah. I don't know. You can be in hybrid, like a Hermione type. I see you are a very Hermione type person that needs to know everything that she's doing.
I don't agree with this. I'm sorry.
Lena is not agreeing, but actually I took the test in 2019 and it turns out that I am Slytherin, which
no,
I believe
not.
That I am
no, you're
Slytherin
not.
For so
no,
long.
Not. No, you're
and
not.
Then
no,
I took
not.
It like a couple of days ago, I think yesterday, and it turns out that I am Gryffindor, which is which was a surprise because I am
you,
not
either,
a brave
either
person.
Either Gryffindor or Hufflepuff. I told you that before you take the test, and you got Gryffindor.
I can see
the
Hufflepuff side,
you.
But the Gryffindor is I don't know. It just I. No.
Gryffindor suits you actually.
It is a big mantle to carry, actually, being Gryffindor.
And she's wearing her house color right now.
And I mean, it suits her. It suits her, that, the color.
Yeah.
Yes, they suit her. You're a lion. You should roar.
Roar. Roar. You know the face of the emo 2000 roar.
You need roar.
Roar.
Okay, roar. Maha.
Okay,
Maha,
moving on.
What house? Maha, what house do you think Zeynep is from? I think that's easy.
Zeynep is Slytherin all the way.
Of course.
The rightest result we got.
Why though? Why?
She is the leader one, the one who doesn't excuse people when they do bad things to her because she loves revenge. Yeah.
She puts people in their places. I know that she does.
I know.
Zeynep is the posh version of Bellatrix.
Ooh, yeah. That's so good.
That's a great compliment.
Yes. Next picture. I will work on that.
I think she has Narcissa vibe, exactly. Her protective side.
Yeah, the mama.
Zeynep has the mama. Zeynep has that protective side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't still a Slytherin all the way. I think she's the only person that we can agree 100%.
Yeah, I think we all agree that she is Slytherin.
By the way, talking about magic, I wanted to ask you a thing. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
Oh my god, that joke.
Not again. Joke.
Not again.
Ready?
I have no guess.
Ready?
Okay, go on.
A labracadabra door.
Don't laugh at me. I think our episode ends here. Okay, see you next time,
guys. I think Zeynep should be banned from our squad for 15 minutes each time she do a stupid joke like this.
Yeah. Like every day you have a joke like this.
Zeynep, you're allowed to one joke,
guys. I think I'm the only one who laughs at Zeynep's jokes.
Thank you for the support.
Shut up, Hufflepuff.
I guiltily love them.
I think that's my Slytherin.
No, house bullying here.
I want to be in a one woman show, and please support me because
I would be in the first row with tomatoes.
We can lock Lena in the bathroom when that happens and watch our show.
From her bag when she's not looking. Don't worry, my dear.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's why I won't stop
Maha,
here.
What do you think Iman belongs in what house?
Yeah. This is a hard one. Let me guess. Hufflepuff.
She gives off Hufflepuff.
Oh my god, you're Hufflepuff?
She's a Ravenclaw.
No, she is Hufflepuff.
She's a Gryffindor.
I'm a rather Ravenclaw, but no, just the accent, you know. Like I said, I told you this already, but I feel like I'm as well a hybrid, that I am a Hufflepuff. I value kindness and loyalty above everything, and I'm very hardworking. And we talked about this because you said that it's what we value that makes the house. And also, I'm stupid enough to be a Gryffindor. No offense.
Non-taken.
I am very offended here because I am Gryffindor.
But Iman didn't mean stupid smart.
I didn't mean that.
But like
you are
stupidly brave.
Excuse me. You are Hermione. Oh, yeah. Gryffindor. I am the dumb Gryffindor, like Harry, the dumb savior complex, the charge.
Yeah.
That's my Gryffindor side.
So
hello,
Maha, make a guess.
Hello. Either a Ravenclaw or a Gryffindor.
Yeah, I'm a Gryffindor.
Oh my god, you're a Gryffindor!
Yes,
he's a Gryffindor.
I am good at guessing.
I saw like a lot of Ravenclaw vibes coming from you, especially from the edit and everything. Yeah,
you might be the only Ravenclaw in the squad.
Apparently.
Because we cannot have like two Ravenclaws. They will be competing for.
I'm the only one. I'm the only Slytherin in the squad.
Thank God you're the only Slytherin.
We don't need two.
Our Hufflepuffs, we are lucky.
I'm happy that we have more than one Hufflepuff, you know, because in the books, the Hufflepuff are overlooked, you know.
Yes.
They did not get the justice that we will see about this.
When we were growing up, you would only fight Mersh for Gryffindor and Slytherin. Years later.
Yeah, because that was established by the author. Yeah.
And even in Morocco, we don't have a lot of other houses. Merch.
Yeah, exactly.
We have Slytherin and Gryffindor.
Exactly.
Either Gryffindor or Slytherin.
Can I say just one more? Just one thing. Like, when I was in Spain, I bought like this pack of socks that has have different houses. And when I'm wearing, for example, my Slytherin socks, I feel very sassy and very cunning, and I do shit like that. Affects my mood for the day, like truly. Like, I'm in Gryffindor, I'm wearing my belt, and when I'm Slytherin, I'm a boss lady type of a person, and it changes my mood.
Yes, it is.
It is all about, I believe that, because the books are very basic, you know. You have to be sorted into one house, and you make that choice when you are like, I think 11.
Yes,
you have to stick with that, you know. And people go through a lot, in their teens, especially as they are teens. So I believe that each one has, apart from the other houses, they are a mix of the other houses.
Yeah, you can't be one house. You have different qualities and different personality traits. You just can't be narrowed in one house.
Hello, you didn't tell us about your house or your experience. We just jumped on you, assuming that you are. I think we said that you are a Gryffindor, right?
Yeah, I got it right. Apparently, I got Gryffindor, but if you ask me, I'm not sure I am a Gryffindor member because I'm not that brave or that daring. At the same time, Slytherin is a no. So it's, for me, it's either Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw. I'm not sure. Like,
we can see the Ravenclaw vibes from you, coming from you. But,
you
should know that Gryffindor is not only about being brave and being just like the leader of the pack, but it is more about loyalty and friendship and all of that, you know? So I can see why.
Yeah, exactly.
She's our Luna.
I only knew her from the movies.
Yeah, from the movies. Yeah, you're our Luna.
Yeah, she's my favorite character, by the way. So
I love her.
Yeah, I love her too.
I got a very rare patroness. I got the dragon.
Oh my god!
Wow!
Nice.
Daenerys has Targaryen.
Very dragon. That's very rare.
She's the Daenerys Targaryen.
I'm laughing.
So we have a frog.
I'm laughing because
dragon,
I'm comparing.
Can you compare our Patronus to her?
No. I'm comparing Zeynep's Patronus to her.
Yeah, Zeynep has a very unique Patronus.
What's that again? A shrew.
Sorry.
A shrew.
I think a screw is your Patronus.
Guys, I wish you could see our reactions, but Iman is like the mom when the kids are around her and the guests are present and they do something stupid and she's doing this reaction with her face like Rabilashi.
We have an underage guest with us, so
Maha, it's time to go to bed.
Yes, it's your bedtime.
Your dad's gonna listen to our podcast, so we need to be super super careful
and super cautious. And we should.
I'm gonna cut
mute Zina.
Keep it safe.
We're not doing it on purpose. I mean,
shout out to my dad. I love you, Dad.
Hi, Emmy. We love you too.
Please,
my uncle, we adopted your daughter 3 months ago.
We are a good influence on your
and we taken good care of her.
We make your daughter read books.
I have three
moms. Good people.
Yeah, I'm so lucky.
And four aunties.
Yeah, four aunties.
Yeah.
So, about Maha. Maha said that you are in what house?
Gryffindor.
She is a Gryffindor. And do you think this is... Because I see you as a either Ravenclaw or... yeah, Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff. I don't know why. Because you are giving off a lot of Hufflepuff vibes.
Dark Academia.
This is a surprise.
It is the Dark Academia for me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite aesthetic is the Dark Academia one. But I always thought that Dark Academia is more related to Slytherin. But I think Gryffindor actually suits me. Because I've always been the bold one. The one who pushed others to like do daring things. I don't know how to explain. But I feel like I found myself in the Gryffindor house. It suits me more. I am not a Hufflepuff at all because I am not a hard worker person. I am a very messy person, and I'm sorry, Mom. And yeah, Ravenclaw is a very maybe a too wise house for me, I guess. Gryffindor is the right one for me. I feel like it's the right one.
I'm from Gryffindor and I don't identify with any of the things that you have said right now. I don't see myself as the bold one, but I think it is more best. About
it's bravery, about the value, not the personality.
Yeah, yeah, it is the added value, you know. Yeah,
like Neville was a really coward person and he was a Gryffindor. It's not about the personality, it's about what you value, what are your values. Like for example, the Weasleys,
yeah, they value
Gryffindor because they have the same values.
Yeah,
that's why,
even though they're different, even though they are different.
Each one is different. Because I saw Ginny at first, I saw her as Ravenclaw. For me, Ginny was she was giving me, especially in the books, because oh my god,
no, she's a Gryffindor
because in the book she is wonderful. I love her in the books. I am talking ahead of things.
We should keep in mind, guys, that the Sorting Hat knows best, because even if we saw that Neville was not brave, but in the end, he's the one who stood up for Voldemort.
Yeah, so, and also he stood up for his friend.
Knows best,
you know.
Knows what's
he
in
stood
your
up
heart.
For his friend.
Yeah, he was and very, with, very brave in the last movie.
Yeah, exactly. And with the questions that are in the Wizarding World quiz, the questions are talk to you more. To know what's in your heart, what's deep in your heart, more than what's in your mind and what you think you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Now we are going to be moving to the main course of our podcast episode, and we're going to be talking about the books and the movies, the similarities and difference. And before we start, I know that Maha and Hela have not read the books. Right.
Yes. Shame.
And shame. Also, Lina, she has read the book, I think, when she was
I read the book, but I read them when I was like 12, 13 years old, and I basically forgot a lot of stuff. And I think I'm going to get the house editions for my birthday and reread them in September with Zenith.
Yeah, another buddy read. Let's go.
The house editions are so beautiful, are gorgeous.
Yes, I have three books, the three first books from the house edition, and I'm thinking of finishing the whole series.
Do you have the hardcover copies?
Yes,
paperback?
Yes, the hardcover copies.
The hardcover copies are so much better. Because they have the naked of the house.
They're naked. Naked hardcover.
No, they're not naked.
They have the dust jacket.
Yes, yes, they have the dust jacket.
I've never seen them.
Where did you get them from? He's gonna block us, I'm sorry, shout out to Ali
Ali, we love you. We love you, you know that. And I'm so
he deserves like a gold medal.
Please don't block us.
Yeah, I think Zineb too from Bibliophile. The two of them deserve
it. Yeah, yeah. She's the cutest.
They keep up so with our patience. Yeah. They have so much patience. And I think we need to start doing a group order, because I think each time we talk about a book,
he told me the same thing.
Six different messages. Each one of us like, hi, this.
No.
Save me this book.
She told him, "خليلي واحد معك واحد هذيك
you kill." Yeah, لا حفظك.
I was saying that for the first three books, I have a book from each house. The first book is Slytherin. The second is Hufflepuff, and the third is Ravenclaw. I don't want to have just one house. Because
I'm gonna buy my house, the Ravenclaw.
I wanted to buy the whole house because it's more colorful, and I identify as a Hufflepuff and a Slytherin.
Oh my god, pick a team already.
No,
I am a Hufflepuff.
You can't sit at two tables.
Have you met me? I can and I will.
I'll let you. I'm
met you like
here.
No, 2 hours ago.
I'm banishing you from our table.
Shut up.
You cannot
sit up.
You can sit with us.
You cannot sit with us.
Expelliarmus.
So, I have a question for Meha. Why didn't you try the books? Was it just like not a good enough reason for you to read the books? I don't know.
I actually already have the three first books, and I am building my collection of Harry Potter, but I actually never had the idea of reading them because I've always been a fan of the movies. Like, I grew up with them. I grew up watching them. So I thought that if I read them, I won't find any fun in reading them because I already know what happens in them. But some friends told me that, like, no matter how many times you watch the movies, like, the books are more magical and whimsical, and you will enjoy them a lot. So I am thinking of reading them, not right now because it's a big commitment, and I am not very good at sticking with one series, especially when it's very big. But I'm thinking of reading them, maybe next year or something like that.
The books are so much different than the movies. And you're going to see
what answer that question. That question is for last.
Without question, the books have so much details than the movies. And especially when you see that the last movie is split into two movies, it doesn't do it justice. It doesn't even
Still, there's a lot of stuff that was skipped, and I think people who didn't read the books are missing a lot of stuff to immerse into the story and comprehend it. And I think we're gonna talk about it later in the episode. But I think it's really important to read the book, even if you watch the movie, because there are a lot of stuff that are different.
Yeah, there are a lot of stuff that are different, and I think we can convince you to read the books after this episode. Yeah, I feel like we can convince you and Hella, because Hella has not
been to convince me otherwise.
And also, it's gonna blow your mind. You're gonna be more immersed because you know the story, and it's going to feel magical, and you're gonna remember so much stuff that happens in your life while you're watching it. And I can't wait for you to do it.
Yeah, I cannot wait for you to read them.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
and I will. So, I will just be the second queen of reactions then.
Live up to your mom's spirit.
That's good, my child.
I learn well,
proud mom.
So, Hella, you didn't read the books, right?
Nope.
And why?
It's like an investigation.
Right?
And why? Pray, tell me why.
Hella started reading by accident.
Yeah, so I was hoping
Samah was
the one who told her
that she will bully her into reading.
Yeah, someone said that the last time. I still have nightmares actually.
We're gonna go to France.
But did I
hashtag Samah the bully?
Oh no.
Oh my god.
No, but for the people who are just listening, because we have a video chat right now and we see our expressions, you should have seen Sameh's face expression when she asked the question. So Hella, you haven't read the books, right? Why?
She's a little in me.
Judgy Sameh. Why? And are you okay?
I actually didn't read the books because I started reading late. Mm-hmm. I didn't read
by accident.
By accident. Obviously,
by accident. That's my new pick-up line, apparently. but I watched the movies. I like them. And I watched them so much that now I can't anymore like watch them again or read about them or even just like see reels on Instagram or go watch some TikToks or whatever, because it was too much of the word that I watched over and over and over again. And I know that the books is, I mean, the movies is not as good as the books in general, but like still, it's enough for me, I think.
Hella, you're not my friend anymore.
Hella, what's going on?
Expression.
Heartbroken. Ooh, where is
she? I was like, stalking.
And I turned my face because
Hella,
I was
Hella. Whenever I get, I am free from work. I don't go to work. Like I get free time at home. Yeah. I do a marathon with my sister, and we watch the movies nonstop each and every time.
Same.
I know them by heart.
Your obsession.
I watch the movies at least twice a year.
But it's not about the movie itself. You know what? It's not about the movie itself. It's about the memories, because I have a lot of things attached to Harry Potter.
Yes.
So whenever I like watch it again or read it again, I just keep on recalling what I felt the first time I have watched it.
Guys, I have a confession to make. I didn't like the last two movies.
Oh, that's okay. Nobody did.
I hated them. If you compare them to the book, there's a lot of stuff that are missing. And yes. I feel bad for the people who didn't read the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
AKA Meha and Hella. I think the part when Harry, Ron, Hermione were hiding in the forest and stuff like that, it was like I get what they wanted to show in the movie, but I felt bored at the theater while watching these parts. I'm like, okay, it was I don't know, and there's a lot of things missing that god, she's gonna slap me with the books.
She brought the emotional support for this podcast.
She oh my god.
My least favorite movie for someone who just read the movie, watched the movie. my least favorite was Half-Blood Prince. I really
I don't like it.
Oh my
it's
god,
one
my,
of my favorites.
My favorite is A Prisoner of Azkaban.
Me too. I think it's the only one that stayed true to the books.
My favorite book.
It's my favorite book of the
movie. Exactly.
Because
it's darling. It's my book, Daddy.
For me.
Daddy, you mean your dad? Because we have me who will listen, your dad. Okay.
For me, my favorite book is Prisoner of Azkaban, and my favorite movie is The Half-Blood Prince, and my least favorite movie is The Order of the Phoenix. That's my least favorite movie, because I think that they didn't do it justice, and I didn't like how they represented the movie.
For me, I think the Half-Blood Prince and the Order of Phoenix are my least favorite movies, because a lot of things, talking about Order of the Phoenix, a lot of things were cut, and especially the Ministry battle,
yes,
which was my favorite from the
book. Yes,
I was
same.
Like yearning for it to see it on screen. I was loving seeing the different chambers in the Ministry, the one with the skeleton, the one with the one with the time turners, and I want to see it on screen. And also it shows the dynamic between the not only the trio, because the movies that we are more focused on Harry, Hermione, and Ron.
Yeah, I didn't
but
like that.
Book, yes. In the book, yeah, it was more focused on Harry, Hermione, Ron, Ginny, Neville, Luna, and especially Luna.
The whole Dumbledore
was
army.
So yeah. Much overlooked in the movies, and it did not sit with me well. But I think my favorite movie and my favorite book is The Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Yeah. I think the only book, the only movie that stayed true to the book, except the parts when they came to take the dragon. That one we didn't see it, right? I think it's not this one. Okay,
No. It wasn't there.
No. It was in the second one. But anyways, I think the third one was it's the one that stayed true. We have the whole time turner thing. We have Sirius Black, which is a big thing for me.
Because
Bellatrix Lestrange. Oh my god, I love Sirius Black. I love him so much.
My favorite one, my favorite movie and book, I think, it's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Because in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, we have Cedric Diggory first.
Of course.
We will, it's not just, it's just not about Edward Cullen, Cedric Diggory.
Yes, it's about him.
It's about the fact that the action starts there. We have Lord Voldemort who came back physically. Like
I see what they want to say.
Beep, it's going to happen. Like
and especially
we are here.
The Goblet of Fire. It's the movie shows you that it's not a children book anymore.
Exactly. Like stuff is going to be happening. Stuff happened, and here we are. And you know that he is back, and people must believe that he is back.
Yeah.
That's what you know. You have the shivers, like when you have the Lord. When in the movie, you see Lord Voldemort coming back to life,
like rises,
like shivers. Can we just talk about that scene, because that scene was really, really good, except from Cedric Diggory and the whole Goblet of Fire experience. But the fact that Lord Voldemort came back, that was a thing for me. That's why that's my favorite book and movie.
Because in that book or movie, it means that. We are not following a normal magic story with kids in a magical school or anything. This is real. This is real life. We have people who we loved are getting murdered, and people are getting killed. So things are just getting real.
How are the books written? I mean, is it like in point of views? Harry talking?
Third person.
No, it's third person. But you are in Harry's mind. Like, actually, there were a lot of debates about who is the narrator of the story, because we have the third person perspective. But at the same time, you feel like you are a lot in Harry's mind. But you cannot expect it to be just Harry talking, because someone who is telling this story is either someone who is, we don't know, but I don't think that it is happening from inside Harry's mind, even though it is a third perspective book. But there were a lot of debates about, especially when things were named, for example, for the Illuminator, you know, the Illuminator, the one that steals the lights.
Yeah.
It was first introduced in the three first book as the Put Outer. But then it was renamed as the Illuminator. So we don't know actually who was talking about and who was talking in the whole books. So,
okay, right.
But it is good that it is in the third perspective.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That would be like, that's the perfect thing.
Talking about the story is going to be difficult to like, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a confession to make, another confession. Not a confession. I want to show you the
confessioner.
It's not a confession. I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. I want to show you the commitment I have for the movies. Like, the books were easy to find in Morocco, but the movies, especially in Rabat, I live in Rabat, we didn't have movie theater. So to watch a movie, we need to beg our parents to take us to Casablanca so we could watch the movie like normal people.
Same.
So... I watched the first movie when I was, I think, 8 or 9 years old, and we watched it in the old, how do we call it? The tapes?
VHS.
The old tape that your parents buy you once a year when you go to Tetuan. So that was the first Harry Potter, and my brother and I watched that movie, I think, 20 times. And I can literally recite all the
script,
all the dialogue and script from the first movie. And then for the second book, we watched it in the only movie theater that was in Rabat. And I think the third movie was the most traumatizing movies for a child, especially for my brother, because he was so afraid, from especially the train part. And I basically didn't allow my little sister to watch it because I know the nightmare they were going to have after watching the third movie.
Yeah, I think the train scene and also the forest scene are very scary, especially the last one. You know,
it was a scary movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very traumatizing really movie for a child. But yes. Now anything with the dementia is traumatizing.
Yeah, but now after watching it at 25, كجيب حشيميك تحلك الطير. I'm sorry for the non-Arabic speaker. But it's like a big plastic bag, black plastic bag that's
just floating off a dementia. You know. So I think Hala, yeah, Iman and Hala hasn't told us about their favorite, least favorite movie/books. But since we know that Iman has read the books, right, and watched the movies, which one you think didn't do justice for the books? Which one you think it's good?
I think I agree. My favorite one, and I've talked about this with you and on my page, is Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. The book was absolutely amazing. I've told you it's very difficult for me to answer what's your favorite book in the entire world. It gives me anxiety, but the one that comes the closest to this answer is Harry Potter, and it's perfect from page one to the last page.
Yeah.
I had like the plots, the characters, one of my most I adore him character appears in this in this book, and the tension, I was like, I could not stop reading. Like literally I was working Monday and I stayed, I think, at 3 a.m. And it was only a reread, and I stayed till 3 a.m.
My it favorite. Always feel like reading it for the first time.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. And my sister
like teases me about this when we are watching rewatching the movies, and I get shocked and a genuine reaction. She was like, "You watch this like 100 times. You know, what are you reacting?
Relive it 100%. Yeah, because it's
still hold this magic, even though it's been like I think it's more than 10 years since the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I started the book. I've read the books like thrice in my life when I was very young, like 12 or 13. And then when I was in like, I was 20, 21. And in English, and then at 27.
Yeah, I read them, I think, when I was 16, 15.
Sincerely, my favorite is still Prisoner of Azkaban, but the Half-Blood Prince, I liked the movie, I don't know why, better than the book.
Oh my god, you are hurting me, all of you, when you say that you like the Half-Blood movie, because I did not like it at all.
I love one part about the book is the relationship between Jenny and Harry in this book is awesome. One of the best quote ever is on this book, like when she's teasing him about like people, Rwanda, what's her name? Romilda Vane, that's trying to slip him.
Love potion.
And they were lounging around, and she tells him like Romaina, people are disappearing, and Romaina Vane wants to know if you have a hippogriff tattooed on your back. What did you tell her? What did you tell her? Oh no, I told her it's a horn tail, much more macho.
I think this is the only instance when a book genie was showing more in the movies, because for me, genie in the movies was butchered very bad.
Yeah, the Half-Blood Prince, because Harry and Ginny's relationship felt so forced. I didn't
it's
like
so
her.
Awkward. It's so awkward in the movies, but in the books, it's good.
Yeah. Can we talk about the kiss?
Angsty, you know, there are a lot of angst with the relationship.
The first kiss between Harry and Ginny was so cringy.
Oh my god.
In the movie, it was so cringy.
What are you doing?
I hated the relationship with Harry and
I'm not talking about the actress and the Daniel and I don't remember her name, the actress. They were really good, like they acted really good, but
I think the script was something like, with the script.
It felt like somebody kissing his sister. And I'm okay with that because I have lived with Jamie Lannister and Cersei Lannister, and I've seen them doing stuff. Sorry, Emmy, but Harry and Ginny, please.
Yeah, oh my god! So I think the whole Harry Potter community are not agreeing on the couples in the books and the movies.
About Ginny and Harry, they have so much in common. Their love.
Yeah, in the books they have so much
like
in common.
I don't like
Ron with Hermione. I think Hermione would have so much potential with Draco.
Fan fiction.
I think you are corrupted with fan fiction because for me, I don't see anyone being good with Ron like Hermione because they are the yin and for each other. They need each other. And in the book, like this was very.
I was corrupted.
He brings confidence because he lacks very much confidence because he's the best friend of the chosen one, and she helps him, like she empowers him so much. She always hypes him up. I think they are meant truly meant together. But darling, I know what you want to happen, like Draco and Hermione, because of the wonderful fan fiction.
Imagine the slap scene
after that. Ooh, if something happened between them, I would love that.
After the punch, do you remember the punch after Hermione punching Draco?
Exactly.
The thing that I didn't like most about the movies is that they didn't capture the chemistry between the characters much because they wanted the movie to be PG-13. So the relationships weren't developed until the last two movies. And then they brought everything up at the same time. And it was super weird. Harry and Ginny, or Hermione and Ron. And it was just, they didn't capture that very good. They captured very badly, to be honest.
The best relationships were between the adults, like between. I would have preferred if Harry like was single. Ron and Hermione, I'm okay with them. Ginny and Neville, probably that would have worked somehow.
Yeah.
Luna single. Why Luna and Neville? I don't get it.
I see Luna and Neville.
I don't see them. I see them as friends.
I think they will be that weird quirky couple, you know.
No, I don't see them doing that.
Even
I don't
the
see
character
them
that you named me after is getting friend zone. Really, Zina, just give her something, please.
What? Who?
Luna.
I'm shipping Hermione and Malfoy so much.
It's because of the
being corrupted by the
game. I think Hannah was saying something.
Yeah, Hannah was saying something. What did you say?
I was saying that you said you don't see Luna with anyone. And I just remembered that Dina told me in the beginning of this episode that I remind her of Luna. And now even the character you named me after is not having any action.
Because Luna has her world and she's like up in the air, but in a good way. Like she doesn't, nobody, any like male character or female character do not deserve Luna, you know?
They cannot keep up with her. I think they cannot keep up with her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
She's the only character who truly understands Harry.
Yeah, especially in the book. Yeah, especially in the book. In the last scene. when he wanted time alone and she tried to distract people so he can slip into the cloak of invisibility.
In the final book again, when they went to her house. And in her room, there was her ceiling that has a painting of all of them. And there was a sentence there saying that Harry never felt as close to Luna as he did in that scene. That was also
I think in the movies, the thing that I really wanted to see in the movies and I didn't get up to my expectation, I think, we didn't get to see the character development of Draco Malfoy in his whole potential.
We were having
Draco Malfoy as a person, like X person, and the next movie you find Draco Malfoy as another person. Like, we didn't see that transition between the two.
The Order of the Phoenix.
Exactly.
We didn't see the way that he went through that change in the, like, the books.
Exactly.
We see the conflict inside him between pleasing his father and also trying to do the right thing. Trying to do the right thing, but at the same time he didn't want to destroy his world that was around his father and being one of Voldemort Death Eaters and all of that. So I think Draco was well captured in the book. And also there's a scene that I am fuming that was not mentioned, and it is in the last when Harry was brought back by Hagrid, and they say that he is back, like Harry is alive. And then you see that in the books Draco has thrown his wand to Harry so he can fight, but in the books we don't see that at all. It was a deleted scene. I've seen that it was a deleted scene, and we don't see how Draco was after the war has ended and his family has been welcomed to the wizarding world. But in the books, it is shown that at the last minute, the Draco family has betrayed Voldemort when he thrown his wand to Harry. So I think he didn't get the redeeming end like he did in the books. The movie did not do him justice. Actually,
true.
And also, another character did not him justice. And it is Ron. It is wrong. Snape. I am not going to be talking about this. It is wrong. For me, it is wrong. But now, I think we all now agree that our favorite character is Luna. And you said, Lina, who is your favorite character?
My favorite character is Luna and the Sirius Black.
Yeah. I think all of us like Sirius Black.
I don't like him that much.
The death scene, it was, oh my god,
traumatizing.
Yes, it was traumatizing.
I remember reading that this part. I knew what's going to happen, and I was crying. It's going to happen, and it's
and
so
Daniel Radcliffe action in that scene was on point, really, knowing good. That he was struggling, knowing that he was struggling with
alcoholism.
Oh my god, alcoholism in that period of time, like. Oh my god, like I stopped the movie so I could breathe.
I read somewhere that he had lost his grandmother. Snape's death is the worst. And Dumbledore.
I am not a big fan of Snape. I don't like Snape. I think he gets more credits than he deserves. And all of that because of being played by Alan Rickman.
I don't like Marvelous. I don't like Dumbledore.
Yeah, I don't like Dumbledore either because
I don't like him. He's manipulative in the books.
Yeah,
he is very
manipulative.
Snape might not be a great character, but the actor did him justice. That's why I love him so much in the movies.
Did him justice the more than he deserves, actually. Alan Rickman is great. I love that actor. And when he died, I rest in peace. I was very devastated because I love Rickman to death. And he made him more likable for the people.
Yes.
Because in my head, Snape was not that good looking, because Alan Rickman is good looking. I am.
But you know what it is about me? About me is the fact that they are great characters. They are more real. Like Dumbledore being manipulative is something real, it's something human. Like,
yeah, it is more about human.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I like about characters, because I'm over the fact that we all always need morally good character. Like, yeah, I'm the hero, I need to save the world.
I like Grimmel. Like,
but I agree. Dumbledore, we knew that he was manipulative, that he did stuff because he had to do stuff. You know, that's what I like. Sirius Black, I don't like him that much because he is a morally good character. I don't like him that much. I like Dumbledore. I like Snape. Voldemort is a really, really good character.
I'm sorry, but Snape is not a gray morally character or whatever. He's not. Snape is a bad person.
No.
I am sorry. He's a very bad person.
He's a bully. He's a bully.
He was bullied by James. And he kept that inside of him. And each movie and the books, wait. In the movies and the books, they all say that Harry has his mother's eyes, but he resembles his dad. So I think that Snape is still affected by the bullying by James, that he focused all his hatred on Harry, even if he has his mother, Lily's eyes.
But that doesn't
especially there's a scene when she was hit with the hex, and she was hit with the hex, and who had her, I think, her teeth grown, and she was like, okay, I had my teeth grown, and he was like, I don't see a difference. This is very, very annoying to a child. And to Neville, imagine having your
mother.
Lina, just because he was bullied as a kid doesn't excuse what he
I didn't excuse.
Right
I didn't and, excuse.
It's an explanation. I explained.
I didn't say
Lina. Lina, the thing is. After he was bullied by James, and at the same time he bullied Lily and broke his friendship with her and went to the Dark Lord the Dark Eaters. So
yeah, I'm okay with everything.
It doesn't mean that he's a good person just because I love Snape and because I am mentally ill. I love Snape. And I think that the last scene made us fall in love with him even more. Okay. But that doesn't excuse the fact that he's a bad guy.
The only thing I say is that it's something true. It's something that happens. That's what I say. It's when characters are portraying the reality of things. Because let's just talk about reality for a quick moment. There are people who are bullied and they become this like evil person because of that. That happens. That's reality. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not excusable. We know that's morally excusable, but it happens. Manipulation happens.
There is a big difference between something happening, like something you can see it happening in real life, and with people trying to excuse excuse the thing that Snape has done. He tried to save Harry, but he was a bully and he held on to a love that was one-sided, and it was not love. I am sorry, I don't see him loving Lily. It was an obsession.
He was obsessed.
And it doesn't. And he only joined the good side when Lily was involved.
Yes, so, because he was the one who told the Dark Lord of the prophecy that
I'm not against you.
No, we are not against you, Lina. We are talking about him in general.
He's an amazing character.
Even J.K. Rowling has said he is great. So now we are going to cut the heat of the moment because we have been debating a lot with a game. Yeah. And it is I'm going to be giving each of you three sets of name of characters, and you are going to be chosen. I am mixing things up, not only male characters but also women characters. So it is Befriend, Marry, and Kill. And I'm going to start in with Hela. So I give you Neville. No, I give you Cedric, Harry, and Draco. Who are you going to befriend? Who are going to marry? And who are going to kill?
This is very difficult. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna be friends with Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to difficult. Okay, I'm gonna kill Cedric because he's dead anyway.
But Zeynep's reaction.
This last episode, whatever Hela says, we're like, what?
What do you have against me? What do you have against me? Because I'm feeling like personally attacked. Yeah, let's just kill Cedric. He's dead anyway. Who does need Cedric?
That was cruel.
He becomes a vampire, a sparkling vampire, and he comes to you.
So you said befriend Harry and kill Cedric and marry Draco. Are you okay, Ella?
Mary is the strong
Draco is the blonde one.
I'm okay with her choice.
Yeah, no, it's good to marry Cedric. He's a he will.
No, she married Draco.
He chose his Draco. No.
Yeah, I know, think Cedric, but
is
Cedric
gonna be a bit boring in a marriage. I need some action. Cedric is bland.
Oh my god!
I'm open and fire on you.
Oh my god, Lena.
Can come on, just... it's two against one. It can't be something weird.
You were just debating about people being morally good and stuff like this. He's like that, and he's so bland.
It's okay. It's Cedric Diggory. What do you even have to say? I would befriend, wink, wink, everybody. Befriend, wink, wink them.
Too friendly with the wink, wink.
And I'm done.
I'm done. So now, Lena,
my turn. With the same character?
Yeah, the same characters.
Cedric, Harry, and Draco.
Yeah.
I would marry Draco, that's for sure. Because I need therapy, I think. And I will... I think I would kiss Harry. And kill Neville. I'm so sorry. I don't like...
Cedric,
yeah, he's bland. Yeah, I would kill him.
I have nothing to do here.
Zeynep is offending me tonight.
Go look for another squad, Zeynep.
Okay, yeah. Now
yes, for sure.
Can I give us
we're
another
going
name?
To change the characters, and this one is for Meha. I don't think you know this character. You know Seamus, right? He is Harry's friend. Seamus. He is one of Harry's friends.
No.
The one who explodes things. The one who always explodes stuff. Seamus.
Yeah.
He's like a hamster.
He has really great... It's kind of familiar, but I don't know.
He explodes stuff. He just bumps everything.
I'm going to be adding him to Neville and Ron.
Ew,
oh my god, no,
them.
She's all dead. No.
All of them, okay.
Ew. Ew, why me?
That's like... not a fair choice. I'm sorry. That's not a fair choice. This is when like, you can say, even if you're the last person on earth, that's why this sentence was created. It's for people like that. I'm sorry.
You gave freaking Draco, god. Cedric, and Harry to them, and you gave her Neville Seamus.
Okay, you can answer with Cedric, Harry, and Draco. Who will I think she's going to choose Draco. This is for sure.
Of course.
In real life, I think I'm going to marry Cedric.
Thank you.
I might be like,
she's your daughter.
Okay, hear me out. I might be the man really into villain and bad boys and morally great characters, but in real life, I think that I would prefer as a mom, a nice guy, you see, working at the same time. I need therapy and I want someone who is very toxic but has a soft spot for me.
And me? And me.
So yeah, I think I want to befriend Neville. That's for sure. I want to befriend with Neville, and I am going to marry Draco because I am mentally not sane. And let's just say that I'm going to try to kill Cedric. He's dead anyway, as Hannah said.
Everyone is coming for Cedric, Zeynep. So
what did he do? Did he didn't even last like.
Give okay, me mine, please. Do you want me to change the character, or you are going to be?
I prefer if we change the characters.
Yeah, change the character. Give me female. I want a female. I want a female.
Okay.
Can you just use male and female?
Narcissa, Bellatrix, and Cedric.
Let's make
do it.
She chooses all her favorite characters.
Narcissa, Bellatrix, and Cedric.
Yeah, look.
What? What again? I have to write them down. Bellatrix,
Narcissa,
and Cedric.
Okay, I would
befriend wink wink all three.
Of course, but I have a story in my mind. I would marry Cedric because we all need the good guy in our lives. Cool. That's
you would cheat on him.
I would
we know you so well.
I would marry Cedric. And I would befriend Narcissa because she is somebody to be befriended. I mean, have you seen her?
Yeah. Wink, wink.
And I would wink, wink, and then kill Bellatrix because, you know.
She deserves it. I have a very weak spot for Bellatrix.
Oh my God.
I think because she is played by my favorite Molly. Actress.
She's my favorite. She's my
the nerdy side XO. I don't know her name. Shout out to her because she just reminds me of Bellatrix. Selma. Yes. Selma. She just reminds me of Bellatrix. She's the Bellatrix of Bookstagram. I like her. Yeah. But I would wink, wink everybody and marry Cedric because he's the love of my life since I was 8.
Oh my God.
And then he became Edward Cullen.
Do you want to go with the female characters, Iman?
I want the old characters.
I think. Yeah. Do a mashup.
I want the old characters because I love
old characters. Ooh,
because
it's like we have Lupin and we have James, like the golden trio.
I would befriend them all, like at the same time. No.
Hashtag wink wink befriend.
Hashtag wink wink befriend.
Okay, like be serious. Seriously, I would befriend Lupin. Like truly befriend. Truly, because I think he always needs a friend.
Yeah, he needs a good shoulder to cry.
Yes, and he needs some kindness, and I'm very sensible to that. To people who need some shoulder to cry on, I try.
Safi, I'll turn to you if I need to cry. Amen.
Marhaba. Of course. Would marry James. Because he's a good guy and I like his character and I like his personality.
He's not a good guy.
He's not a good guy.
He stinks.
Grown into a good person. Someone who is evolved, who worked on himself.
Are you serious?
No, he didn't evolve. He didn't evolve.
He's stinky.
I have a theory. Maybe when the sorting ceremony was happening in the first book and the first movie, The Hatch was telling Harry that maybe he was struggling with Slytherin and Gryffindor, and the fact that we know the backstory about James and stuff, I think even James could have been a Slytherin.
I can see it happening.
Who faced Voldemort? Voldemort without a wand. He's the idiot who faced Voldemort without a wand. It can't get. Anymore.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about.
She's talking about personality wise.
Seeing him being a bully and stuff like that. And I'm not talking about him being a bad person, eagle Slytherin. I'm against that theory, but I'm saying that he has potential to be a Slytherin.
James is cunning and James can go through everybody to achieve his goals.
Exactly.
It's your turn.
So do you want the old dude or the normal?
Mix it up.
Okay, I'm going to mix it up. Wait.
Either.
We're having Hermione.
Okay.
We have Luna.
Okay.
And we have Draco.
Mary Draco, wink wink Draco, everything Draco. Aslan, he's my husband. So befriend Luna and kill Hermione. She's too sassy. She talks a lot. Kill her.
I mean, if you have to choose between Luna and Hermione, you would kill Hermione. I'm sorry. Yes. Like, how could you even kill Luna?
Yes,
Do you have the heart to kill Luna? But, oh my god, I am so traumatized.
But maybe wink wink Hermione before killing her.
Yeah, shut up. Wink wink Hermione before killing her.
Because Emma Watson
is... I think we should give you like a hard one.
Oh my God.
I think each one of us will give you a character. Zina, which character would you give Sameh?
I would give Hermione. I would give Sameh Lucius Malfoy. I give her Nymphadora.
Oh my God, I hate you all.
Nymphadora.
Yeah,
I love.
I give you Rufus.
There you go, Sameh.
You have to kill one of them.
You have to wink wink somebody.
Okay, so you said Lucius Malfoy, Nymphadora Tonks, and Lupin. Yeah, Lupin. I hate you guys. I hate you guys so much. Because I cannot kill. But okay, anyway. Okay. I think I'm going to be befriending Lupin. Because he is a very nice dude. He is a very nice guy. And I'm gonna marry Nymphadora.
Because
I love her so much. I love the actress and I love the character. And I'm gonna kill Lucius. And because as much as that Kane do stuff for me, but... okay, sorry.
Doing stuff like revising with you and
yes and reminding me to be a good girl and all that, you know.
Reminding me to be a good girl. Rawr.
You've been
rawr. So maybe another lifetime, so yeah.
She wishes.
You all said Draco, but I went like higher. I mean, I can do you one better.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
go straight to the source.
Malfoy Senior. Let's just get the DNA coming from.
So now we move on to my favorite bit, because I've been excited for this one, and it is book character versus movie characters. I'm going to be searching for this one. For me, I think the character that was well portrayed was Lupin. He played his character great. I think all the Death Eaters also were really played their roles great, and especially Bellatrix. Danny Radcliffe is because of the sentiment and the nostalgia. I always picture him as Harry, but thinking about it, he kind of did some mistakes, but that's okay. You know, he was great. He was great as Harry. But the thing that really boils my blood, I'm trying to keep his PG-3, so. I think for me, two people, and it is Ginny and Ron. Ginny in the books was badass. She was great. She did not like take any of Ron bullshit about her and other boys. She was an equal match to Harry in everything.
Yeah.
And you see the relationship was really built on the angst and Harry being like, am I betraying my friend by having this idea about his sister? And at the same time, like, Ginny did not care at all. And she loved him. And I love that dynamic between them. And for Ron, in the books, he was this person who has his own character. And he was not just like Harry's friend or Hermione's partner, but he was his own person. And he stood up for Hermione. And I remember that there's this instance that really got me fuming. And it was when Snape has called Hermione and knows it all. And in the book, Ron actually stood up for her. He said that you ask a question and she answered. But in the movie, when Snape has told Hermione that you are insufferable, knows it all, Ron was like, well, he has a point. And that scene just got into my head, and I hated it so much. So I think this too. So what do you think, Meha?
She didn't read the book. She didn't read the book. She can't answer your question.
But she said that she did not like the relationship between Harry and Ginny, right?
Yeah, I didn't like them.
Who was your least favorite character?
Least favorite is probably Ginny all the way.
Ginny, yeah.
And you see, this was really hurts me because she is a great character in the books. But for someone who has only watched the movie, he's always going to think that Ginny was...
Ginny, yes.
In the movies, like, you see Ginny in the secret chambers. Ginny in Chamber of Secrets, and then you see her as being in Quidditch and stuff like this. Like, where's the things between the character
who belongs from her crush on Harry?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why you chose Ginny.
Oh my god.
Even if in the book she wasn't goodly portrayed, but my worst character is Dolores. I'm sorry, it's Umbridge.
Umbridge. Oh my god.
Why everyone hated?
Why didn't you call? Why did you
totally forget about this one?
She was a good villain.
Yes.
She was a good villain.
Yes. She was the best villain. She was the best villain.
She was maddening in the good way. Like, I was fuming while watching Order of the Phoenix.
Yes.
I loved how I was mad about what she did to Harry and to everyone.
Yes.
And
I love it when an actor make you hate the character.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you know the actor played.
That's what happened with Cersei Lannister in the Game of Thrones.
That's what happened with Jaffrey in Game of Thrones.
Yes,
he always hated him and cursed him on the street, and he was like, "You played it well. Like you
played did a really good job."
Essence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also love Bellatrix. Helena Carter portrayed her like. There couldn't be another Bellatrix or a better Bellatrix than Helena Carter. I just loved the actress and how she played her.
Yes. For me, I think I don't know if I am the only one, but I tend to concentrate more on the side characters, even if in the Harry Potter movies and books there isn't a side character. I mean, everybody is important, but I tend to concentrate on side characters more. So I think my favorites would be like Hagrid, the Weasleys, Molly Weasley and Arthur Weasley were really good. The actors were perfect. The characters were like perfect.
Let's not forget about Fred and George.
Yes, of course. I was going to say them. Percy, I hated Percy in the books. I hated Percy in the movie.
But in the movies, he was not portrayed as bad as in the books.
I know. But he gave me that Ranjan Darbuk, you know? I felt like I'm against violence, okay? But Percy, because I knew how bad he was in the books, I knew, like, I had that, just come to me, just act, please, because I want to hit you. Like, that's what I felt with towards Percy. But those are really, really good characters. I mean, that's I have nothing to say about like bad characters besides Ginny, because Ginny in the books isn't, even though she's like this badass female character, etc. It is not my favorite. Like, I don't like her that much. But to be honest, all the cast, they were like created to play the Harry Potter movies.
Yes, I don't know, especially if, yes, I believe so too.
Zineb, yeah. Zineb, yeah. You know that TikTok that said what is the most the weirdest things like your mind can remember? I don't remember the exact wording of the TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like what's the stupidest or weirdest thing that you know word by word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you said Molly, I was like, Ronald Weasley.
Weasley, how dare you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or the scene
work.
when she killed Bellatrix. Not my daughter, you bitch.
Yes.
Dear,
congratulations on making it to
Gryffindor. Gryffindor. Your father and I are so proud.
So yeah, that's those are Harry
Molly
Potter
is a phenomenal character. She is, yes, great. Oh my
God, yes. And she's like, and you know, the heartwarming mother. She cares, yes, about her children. She cares about Harry.
Speaking of heartwarming mother, can we talk about Professor McGonagall?
Need to stop before we start to talking about Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, McGonagall deserves some hype here, please.
So now I think we are almost done, but I want to tell you that I heard the rumor about, I don't know that if it's true or not,
the
but
series,
there are people who
the work, show.
Yeah, there's a show in the work. And
no.
Do you think that you are open to the idea of having the Harry Potter?
No,
Probably
something about something about.
No.
They are trying to remake the Harry Potter books into a TV show.
What? No.
No. I'm okay with the Percy Jackson being a TV show because
yeah,
the movie
because
were,
Percy
yeah,
was
but,
shitty.
But I still think the Percy Jackson, the first movie, was okay, but the others are trash.
Ew.
It was okay, like okay, like
it was okay going
outrageous
through
mess,
you know.
Outrageous.
Yeah, exactly,
I didn't like it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I didn't like it.
Well, I think for the Harry Potter, I think they need to stop because they're gonna ruin it, like they ruined the Disney adaptation. So
personally, what I think is that they shouldn't touch the Harry Potter, but if they want to capture the fans more and get the audience interested again, they should do sequels, for example, about the Marauders brothers, or about the Founding Fathers, or the
yes
story of young Voldemort,
yes,
to Tom Riddle.
Yeah,
that
would be perfect.
Be
yeah,
very
I
interesting.
I want the
yes,
spin-off.
I want to get the fans interested.
The Founding Fathers. I'm so interested.
The Founding Fathers, I'm so hyped for.
Yes.
So
yes,
freaking much.
But remake it and having someone else play Harry Potter except Daniel Radcliffe. I'm sorry, no. Or someone else playing Draco. No. You know, guys, we can talk about Harry Potter for days and days and weekends, and we won't be
yeah
able to stop ourselves.
I'm happy.
It's very rich.
I chose
universe,
this
yeah
episode to be the special guest.
It was so cute,
yeah,
and
so
we
happy
were happy having you here.
Yeah. We are so happy to have you here.
I have so much fun.
Maha, do you think now that you are ready to read the books? Like, you are more excited to read them, or?
Yeah, I'm 100% convinced. I think I'm going to finish collecting my books, and then I will start reading them.
Imagine her saying, no, I'm not interested, no. You are not interested.
Get out.
Get out.
I would say that we did a terrible job here. If
yeah
said no,
yeah,
it was chaotic.
And now for the people who has seen the movies and read the books, do you think that the books are better, the movies did a good job, or you are okay with both of them?
Okay,
I'll go first. I loved the movies as much as I loved the book, but I think that the experience that I got from reading the book, especially at a young age, is more magical, and I loved seeing the character being live on screen. So for me, I think it's a 50-50 for this episode. I think I love the movies and I love the book, and I think it's more like 70% 30, to be honest. Like, I can't, like, there's so much potential that was missing in the movies. So I think that's for me. I couldn't choose 100% the book because I love the movie too. So I think that's going to be my answer. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so Hasna, what do you think now?
If I have to answer, I would say that, of course, the books are better than the movie. That's a no-brainer because the details in the books and everything that is in the book that wasn't portrayed in the movie was just a loss. But I'm not saying that the movies weren't good because, as I said earlier, I watch the movies at least twice per year and they're just as magical. But to answer the question, of course, the books are better than the movie. But don't dismiss the movie, guys. Don't.
The movies like to bring an additional... additional value to the books.
Yes.
Something to the
yes.
books. Yeah. So Zinem, what do you think?
Exactly.
I want to be expressing myself on this one because I love both. Like it's like they are on the same scale. And I am, yeah, I know that the books hold a lot of details that should be added in the movies, but I am jealous about those details. So I'm glad they aren't in the movies. Like, if you want those details, go read the book.
Yeah.
I am really glad.
That's the same answer I have with Game of Thrones.
I am really glad that they have not, because the book, the movies themselves, they are perfect. For me, they are perfect.
Yes.
If
yes,
you add them, they won't, like, the books won't keep those, that magical thing to them.
Uniqueness. Yes. Yeah.
So, for me, it's either way. The movies were perfect. The books were perfect. And
yes.
Yeah, that's it.
What about you, Sama?
I think the books for me are better because as much as I love the world of Harry Potter, I can say that I had read Harry Potter more than I have watched the movies. If I'm like sitting down and I want to revisit the world of Harry Potter, I go to the books. Then the movies. I choose directly the books when it is easier and time saving to watch the movies. But for me, if I want to relive the world of Harry Potter, I want to be back to the feeling of when I was young and getting introduced to the Harry Potter world for the first time, I always go to the books. So I read them like so many times. And as I said, I was more attached to the books than the movies. I didn't watch the movies until like I read the books like twice. I was
same
first
lucky
introduced
you
to the,
lucky you
yeah I was first yeah. introduced to the books then the movies. I
lucky
only
you.
Had the idea
yeah.
about the movies, you know. I know that there's a movie about the school, magical school and a kid and a bad guy, but when I was invested more in the Harry Potter was when I read the books. So I always the books hold a special place in my heart. So
I know that Hala said that she did not read the book. So after this episode, do you think that you are more excited to pick the books or you're just like tired of the Harry Potter world?
To be honest, the only thing I want right now is to rewatch the movies. But I am not reading the books, at least not anytime soon. So yeah, no books for me for now.
Really? What?
I won't speak.
I am shocked, to be honest, because we wasted our
but it's okay though it's
nothing.
Okay bro. It's okay though, it's okay, it's okay. We will
no
for,
it's not
we will
no, it's not
wink wink for
Hala, you're not my friend anymore.
Yeah,
I'm
we are gonna bully her into reading them, don't worry.
But
yes,
not here live. We're not
Sameh,
here live.
Sameh, our Harry Potter queen is really offended.
Yeah, I am really
made a presentation about it.
I did a presentation and I exactly. put my blood and sweat into it so she can pick up the book. But yeah, I can see her frustration with not wanting to revisit the Harry Potter world anymore. So now, Iman, what do you think? Do you think that the books were better? Do you still agree with Lina and Zina?
Well, as for me, my darling turtle doves, I would I. The books are better than the screen adaptation. And even though the movies are awesome in their own right, and I grew up watching those movies and I was so influenced by them, but they don't capture the whole essence of the books and the magic behind this magical world. And also so many passages that I love and adore were not presented in the movies, and also some characters were overlooked, so I resent that a bit. So yes, for me the books trump the movies. Sorry, but not really sorry.
I think most of us believe that the movie did an okay job. We can say that they hold as much value as the books. And I am the only one who said that the books are better. So that actually shows how a lot of people feel about the Harry Potter magical. But so that was this.
What we should ask our audience, what do they think is better? Is it the book or the movie?
I want to know, guys, what do you think? Do you think that the movie did an okay job, did a great job? The books were much better. Do you believe that if the movies has more details like the books, will they hold a superior place compared to the books?
Yeah, so please comment on the post so we know if you are team books or team movies. And you can also leave us voice messages on our website. And the link is in our Instagram bio, so we could listen to them and react to them maybe in the next episode.
Yeah.
We will also leave you a question in our Instagram story, so to know a poll to know what do you like best, the book or the movie.
So yeah, this is a wrap. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Meha, for being here. I will be linking your handle so people can follow you, because her account is just great. If you love
She's the cutest.
She is the cutest and her feed is great. We will be linking all our accounts on Instagram. You can always listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, and all the websites that have the podcast streaming. All the links are in our Instagram link. And yeah, see you next time. So bye.
Bye.
And as always, just one more word, one more page, and one more book. See you soon.